1490 WGCH, WGCH.com, anywhere. WGCH, Newsletter Time, 7:51, first Thursday of the month, joined by State Representative Rachel Khanna of Greenwich. Good morning, Representative. Welcome. How are you today?
Morning, Tony. Good. How are you?
All right, let's get your thoughts, first of all, about the budget that was passed about a month ago, a little less than a month ago. Tell us about it and the process and your first term in office.
Yeah. So, you know, I think we passed a good budget. We, you know, worked really hard to deliver a budget that, you know, adhered by the fiscal guardrails that we've established. And we were able to provide the largest tax cut in Connecticut history. The budget reduces the state income tax by lowering the 5% rate to 4.5% and the 3% rate also. The budget continues the earned income tax credit at the highest historic level by increasing it from 30.5% to 40%. It also deposits, and this is, I think, really important, $3.3 billion into the state's rainy day fund. So, you know, if we're faced with a recession or another pandemic, we're going to be really well positioned. It also allows us to prepay an additional a little over $2 billion in unfunded pension liabilities and pays off outstanding debt from 2008, which will save future taxpayers about $22 million. We also, you know, made an effort to smooth out the retirement tax cliff. Current law exempts 100% of pension and annuity income from the state's income tax, and we're halfway to phasing out the 100% of IRA income for those making $75,000 or less annually and $100,000 for joint filers. And we also extended these exemptions to taxpayers making up to $100,000 and $150,000 for joint filers by phasing out the deduction between 2.5% and 100%, depending on a person's income. I think the long and short of that is that we're really trying to smooth out that retirement tax cliff so it's not it's more of a gradual descent. The budget also cut business taxes to promote the expansion of childcare facilities and honors our commitment to increasing childcare provider rates, which I think is really important because this really helps address, providing affordable childcare and sufficient childcare is really important in addressing our worker shortage that we're continuing to face in the state. We invested a lot in education. We provided about $6 million in funding for town governments to help stabilize and lower local property taxes. Greenwich, we had about an 11% increase in payment in lieu of taxes and about a 50% increase in local capital improvement money. We also got more money for the education cost sharing. And the Greenwich House delegation worked really hard to secure about $6.5 million in bonding funds for the Greenwich Boys and Girls Club renovation. And the funding is going to be allocated toward renovating spaces that enhance programming for kids who attend the Greenwich Boys and Girls Club. And it's going to help to complete facility renovations and expansion to meet the growing demand for their programs and services. And I'm really excited about that.
It sounds like it's been almost 100 years since they've had any major renovations there, right?
Yeah. It's been a really long time. We all visited their current facility and it's definitely in need of renovations. And so many kids take advantage of their programming. So I think it's really important to, be able to fund the renovations and ensure that they can keep their programming going and have up-to-date facilities right. for the children.
Representative, tell us your thoughts, your first legislative session. How was it?
It was great. It was, I learned a lot, we got a lot done and a lot of great things done, and certainly there's more work for the next session. It was really exciting, and I'm looking forward to, keeping our good work going.
All right. What happens now in the summertime for you?
We actually have we have been called in for a special session on Monday, so we'll be going up for that, and just doing a lot of legislative recaps and throughout both Greenwich and Stamford. We had a few in Greenwich, and then I have a couple of coffees with Khanna coming up. So if anybody's interested in meeting me and talking about any questions or concerns, I'm going to be posting those on my social media shortly.
Okay, what's the special session about Monday?
I think it is about the bills that the governor has vetoed and what we choose to do with that.
Okay.
So that's what we have. That's the information that we received as of yesterday.
And do you expect? I think he vetoed about five bills. Do you expect any override attempts?
I'm not sure. We got the email in the afternoon yesterday, so I'm not sure where that's going.
All right. All right, Representative Rachel Khanna, thanks again for your time this morning. And we'll talk again in August, see how things progress.
Yes.
Take care.
Yes, thank you so much, Tony. Have a great day.
You too.